Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings, my friends, and welcome to the DDP. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway done with yet another month, and when we finish this month, we're a third of the way done with yet another year. Time just keeps on clicking into the future, as the old song says. But you and I, because of the eternal dimension in us, are not slaves to this clock. We are already partaking in the good news of who God is. I heard a criticism the other day that said, you grace preachers don't talk enough about hell. You don't preach enough about hell. And my response to that is, I am called to preach the gospel. Gospel is good news. There is no good news about hell. You've been in the bad news of hell your whole life. And I'm not just talking about an eternal destination. You've been in the bad news of the hell of wrong decisions, the hell of mistreatment, the hell of abuse, the hell of sin. Sin, my goodness, is its own hellhole. All of that's been bad news your whole life. So I'm here to tell you good news. Jesus has paid for all of your hellholes. Jesus has paid for all of your abuses, all of your mistreatments, all the bad things that happened to you. Jesus has paid for all of the bad news. Good news. Jesus has paid for the bad news. That's what we're called to do, is preach good news, present good news. And it's great news to me that Jesus has paid for everything wrong with me. And yes, there's been a lot wrong with me. And without Jesus, there is a lot wrong with me. But with Christ, I am a new creation. Now, that's good news. That's my answer to that criticism. 1 John 5:12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Man, can John make it any simpler? I don't think so. You want to know what life is? And life here is not categorized by heartbeat and brainwaves. Blowing out and breathing in. No, that's you're alive in the physical body. But John doesn't, he just moves right past that. He says, if you want to know what life is, if you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. There are many people who are the walking dead. They do not have life. They breathe, their brain works, their heart beats, but they do not have spiritual life. They have yet to start the clock of the eternal. They are living on the temporary. They are living in the mortal realm only. Those who have had a birth, a rebirth in Christ Jesus, have stepped into the dimension of the eternal. You cannot divorce that lifestyle from Jesus. Jesus is the central figure of that message. Jesus is the good news of the good news. Jesus, how I love to say his name. I can't tell you the times I've been teaching or preaching, felt things dragging, and just went back to talking about Jesus. The moment you start talking about Jesus, you bring a peace into the conversation. I opened my first book, Revelation of Transformation, with something I had read years ago. Charles Spurgeon had said that every sermon ought to lead to Jesus. And if you find yourself while you're preaching going some other direction, abandon that and start talking about Jesus. Everything leads up to him. All things are for him. All things are by him, and in him all things consist or are held together. Tomorrow we will head into the concluding affirmations. We get into some good meaty stuff here in the next few podcasts, so you don't want to miss the remainder of April. I'm really going to try to get us out of 1 John by the end of the month. That's sort of my goal. But to do so, we're going to have some really fun, truth-packed 5 minutes. So we'll start it tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more